From NPR News, it's Day to Day. It's movie awards season, and one film you won't be seeing on the Golden Globes next week has set a box office record. Sadly, it's a brutal one.
The film is Zizek's Road. It stars Katherine Hagel, you see her on Grey's Anatomy, and Tom Sizemore. It's collected a record gross of $30 last year. That's not $30 million or $30,000. It's $30.
Leo Grillo is the executive producer and the star of the movie Zizek's Road. Leo Grillo, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
So what exactly happened here? Did this movie actually bring in $30 at the box office?
Actually, it's a greater record than everybody thinks. No, we brought in 20 because of the six people who bought tickets, two turned out to be crew. We were shooting our family picture this summer, so we reimbursed them the $10. So we only did $20.
So actually, the number 30 is wrong because you didn't actually do $30 of business.
This was not a movie that was open, by the way. This was not open to the public to, you know, come see a movie. This was a SAG screening, which is a requirement when you do a low-budget movie.
So, Leo, it was essentially better, you think, for your business to not have people see this movie, even though it was playing in a theater? How so?
When you make a movie, you seek a distributor. A distributor makes a decision whether to take the movie to the screen or whether to take it to DVD or to television. And we had not, at that point, we had not sought a distributor for the movie. The movie was brand new. So we didn't want to give the impression by screening the movie that we were actually out of distributors, that they had rejected us and that we had decided to screen the movie ourselves. We didn't do that, and I didn't want to create that impression. So I assured that we wouldn't by getting it out of town and having it in a remote theater in the middle of winter.
So did you have a foreign release of this movie, Zizek's Road? Has it been distributed to foreign markets?
Regent Entertainment took the movie on as our foreign sales agent last year, and it is selling. I just saw the list. We have about 20 countries and territories that are already sold, and it's still selling. It'll sell for another couple of years.
How much money are we talking?
The projection originally was about $600,000 would come in from foreign, and it is ahead of schedule. They're saying they're actually getting more money than they thought.
Well, you've got that plus $20 from the opening in Dallas.
It cost us $1,000 to get that $20, so we're in the red.
So what is Zizek's Road about?
Zizek's Road is Death of a Salesman meets Lolita. It's about a guy who's an accountant who meets a beautiful woman in Las Vegas, and they have an affair, and her boyfriend breaks in and tries to kill them.
And Zizek's Road, as anyone who has gone between Los Angeles and Las Vegas will tell you, is this weird road that's spelled Z-Y-Z-Z-Y-X.
Now, you know, that's how it all started, and that road out in Vegas is on the way to Vegas is called Zizek's, and it's spelled differently from ours. I don't know whether the writer made a mistake when he registered the movie or whether he intended it to be spelled differently, but of the strangest coincidence in the world, somebody took a little handheld camera and three actors and went into the desert at Zizek's Road on the way to Vegas and shot a little movie at the same time we were shooting this one.
Well, obviously, this was a movie you spent a lot of time producing, and also you were the star of it, Leo. But now it's kind of become famous on the internet as the movie that made $30 at the box office. Has that kind of hurt your feelings a little bit?
Well, tongue-in-cheek, I said I feel like the new Ed Wood. But no, it hasn't hurt anybody's feelings. The fact is, we were hoping that with the increased publicity from the actors themselves, we would be able to start selling this in about a month. Now we're going to start selling it this week.
Leo Grillo, the executive producer of the movie Zizek's Road, which has been getting a lot of notoriety lately because of making $20 at the box office. Here's two better things in the future, Leo.
Thank you very much.